We are interrupting regularly scheduled programming to bring you the Hanes Glacier Bears girls game in Metlakatla, broadcast by KYMR in Metlakatla with local announcers, and tape delayed for you here in Hanes. Broadcast of Hanes Glacier Bear basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Hanes Boosters Club, Olerud's Marketplace, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto, White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, Mountain Market, Lutac Lumber, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, AP&T, Southeast Road Builders, and Hanes Real Estate.
Jumping for the ball will be Kaylee Swenson and Jonah Hayward. Ball is taken by Smith. Knocked out of bounds, possibly by Zanow. That's just easier to say Zana now. All right, ball will stay with the Mischiefs. Wellington McGilton getting ready to inbound it. Inbounds it to Smith. Smith bringing the ball down now. Smith setting the play up. Smith passing it over Wellington McGilton at the left. Wellington McGilton driving in, putting it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Kohler. Given over to Page. Wing. Given now to Swinton. Who will be bringing the ball down now for the Glacier Bears. Mischiefs setting up the zone. Swinton gives the ball off to Zanow. Zanow passing it in to Kohler, puts it up for two, no good. She gets her own rebound, no good. Did I say Kohler? All right, Zanow now getting ready to inbound the ball. Zanow looking to inbound it, gives it to Swinton, who puts it up for three, no good. Rebounded by Nelson. Nelson bringing the ball down, gives it off to Wellington McGovern, who brings it down. She kicks it out to James for a deep two. That is good, and the drought is over with the first score by Madison James. Swinton now bringing the ball down for Glacier Bears. She passes it way over to Wing, who gives it over to Zanow. Zanow passing it way down to Stewart. Stewart kicking it out to Swinton, who puts it up for an easy two. No good. Rebounded by Wellington McGilton. Wellington McGilton bringing the ball down now. Didn't see that. She handed it off to Smith. Smith at the top gives it over to Nelson. It's stolen by Wing. But a travel is called. She kind of had a little stutter step there. Wing with the first steal of the contest. Dang it, that looks too much like a five. Smith inbounding the ball now. Inbounded to Wellington McGilton, who gives it right back. Smith trying to drive in. Kicks it into Wellington McGilton, who gets blocked by Wing. Gives it over to Stewart. Stewart handing it off to Swinton. Swinton handing it over to Wing. Wing kicking it back over to Swinton. Puts it out for two. That is good.
We should be making the score 2-2, which is tied.
We have 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Smith bringing the ball down. Kicks it over to Nelson, who kicks it over to Wellington McGilton at the top. She drives in past Swinton. Zanow. Gives it over to Smith, who kicks it over to James, who almost loses it. Recovered by Smith. Given over to Wellington McGilton, who is now at the top. Gives it back over to Smith. Smith calling out a play for the Mischiefs to set up. Smith giving it over to Nelson at the right. Gives it over to Hayward. Hayward trying to kick it into James, but James is not paying attention. Stolen by Kohler, given over to Swinton. Swinton now driving down. Loses the ball. First Boston is now going to the Mischiefs. Wellington McGilton now waiting to inbound the ball. The ball is now with Kaylee Smith, who will be bringing it down for the Mischiefs. Mischiefs with the ball at the top gives it over to Taylor Nelson. Taylor Nelson gives it over to Wellington McGilton, who's trying to drive in. Gives it over to Hayward in the middle, and it's good. Very good ball movement there by the Mischiefs. Swinton with the ball now. Gets set, gives it over to Zanow. Zanow trying to get somewhere, but Nelson almost stealing the ball. Jump ball being called instead. The ball will stay with the Glacier Bears.
Okay, some defense by the Mischiefs there.
It looks like a full court press going on almost. Zanow inbounding the ball to Swinton. Swinton driving down now. Puts it up for two. No good. Almost trying to Allen Iverson it there. Jaina Hayward with the rebound gives it over to Smith. Smith trying to put it up. Oh, sorry, did she give it over to Hayward?
Did she give it over to Nelson?
I mean,
Tanisha Nelson.
Sorry, I'm getting a little mixed up. With no rebound happening, the ball going out of bounds after one of the Glacier Bears tried recovering it. Taylor Nelson now inbounding the ball. Taylor Nelson kicks it out to Smith. Smith now driving in, gives it over to Hayward, but Hayward accidentally loses it. Seemed to get a little too excited there. Kohler now inbounding the ball, gives it over to Swinton. Swinton almost losing the ball, gives it over to Kohler, gives it now to Zanow. Zanow back over to Swinton. Looks like it was Wing. Swinton driving down, gets blocked by Jana Hayward. Ball recovered by Nelson.
Is that timeout?
Yeah,
timeout called by
head coach Joseph Wetzel.
Yes.
30-second timeout called by head coach Joseph Wetzel.
Score is 4-2. Miss Chiefs are up by 2. 4 minutes, 13 seconds left. First half.
First quarter, yeah.
So talking to Coach Wetzel earlier on, he wasn't really happy with the output in this season, the fourth quarter, kind of let them in last night. Closer to it, yeah.
Actually, when I checked the statistics, no one had scored.
They were just at a terrible fourth quarter last night. But let's see how they do and come out here tonight, you know, with Haynes getting a little bit of rest today. We've seen them out there enjoying themselves, and so it'll be good to see it.
I have to give it to the Glacier Bears. They're playing much better today.
They seem to get a lot of reaction, and we're back to action.
I think they're starting to get over the travel jitters and whatnot. All right, Smith now bringing the ball down for the Mischiefs. Smith gives it into Hayward, gives it into Wellington McGill, and it's up for an easy two. Swinton inbounding the ball to Kohler. Kohler giving it back to Swinton. Swinton trying to drive past Smith. Smith tried passing it over to Stewart, but the ball went out of bounds.
Certainly got a little bit excited there, trying to get the ball out there. She thought she was going to get trapped and
slowed it down. Was trapped.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Faith Gray subbing in for Tanisha Nelson. So the only Nelson on the court right now is Taylor, so I will be referring to her as Taylor. Swinton inbounding the ball now for the Glacier Bears. Gives it over to Kohler. Kohler with the ball. Tried passing over to Swinton, but it looks like Wellington McGilton knocked it out of bounds. Playing very tough defense, not letting any pass go by. Swinton looking to inbound it to Kohler. Kohler trying to get past to Smith, but Smith is not letting up. Barely passed it over to Zanow. Gives it over to Wing. Wing passing it in to Larson. Larson to Kohler. Kohler puts it up to two and is fouled on the shot.
And one. I hope that might be on Jarena. See what they call here.
That's
could have been on either one of them, but they give it to Faith.
Wow, that's the first foul of this contest.
Yeah.
3 minutes, 28 seconds left in this first quarter. Score is 6-4. Miss Chiefs up. Sorry, Kohler now up for her one and only free throw, and that is good.
So someone is stepping in for I don't know when.
Wellington McGilson giving the ball over to
number three.
Jordan Stegen.
Smith
passing the ball over to Gina Hayward. Tried passing over to Wellington McGilson, but instead the ball will be lost and Kohler will recover. Kohler passes it over to Swinton now. Swinton with the ball at the top. Swinton gives the ball over to Jordan Stegen. Stegen with the ball at the top. Ball stolen by Wellington McGilton. Wellington McGilton with the ball at the top gives it off to Smith. Now at the top. Smith with the ball gives it over to Faith Gray. Gray driving in, gives it off to Hayward at the top, who kicks it over to Wellington Gilton at the left corner, puts it up for two. No good, but she is, however, fouled on the shot.
Drive. We're all out there trying to make sure that they watch those three-point shots, as Misty's can knock them down, kick down those three-point shots, too. So.
Yep, several of their players are key in being able to shoot.
It looks like she's got fouled by Zanow. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Yes, Zanow. According to their head coach, Greg Bittenham. All right, that first free throw from Teresa Wellington McGovern was good, making the score 7-5. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Miss Chiefs are up. And that one just barely missing. Swinton with the rebound. Swinton driving down now. Swinton up top, kicks it over to Zano. Zano giving over to Swinton. Swinton for an easy two. That is good.
Looking to score 7-7 tied. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yep. All right, Smith with the ball now at the top for the Miss Chiefs. Smith trying to get past Larson, drives in, puts it up for two, no good, and not fouled on the shot either, as she was probably hoping. Swinton with the rebound. Carey is fouled on Kaylee Swinton. Jesslyn Milne now subbing in for Kaylee Smith.
One of the cool things about Coach Brittenham is actually he worked for the New York Knicks.
What?
Yep, he did. Talking to him earlier today.
Right, what did he do for them?
I don't know. He was working the training, but he's done camps around there. Oh, ball goes in.
Jesslyn Milne trying to drive in, gives up a funky shot, but offensive board by Gina, who also did not make it on the second chance. Swinton with the ball now.
Good to see Jesslyn out there.
Yes, it is. She's wearing the double ankle braces. Sorry, ball is given over to Stegen, given to Zanow, who's given over back to Swinton.
Who
put it over for two, but however, the ball had hit the top of the backboard.
If it hits behind the top of the backboard, then
it's the top of the backboard.
It should not have counted.
Milne with the ball top, kicks it over, and Millington to go and puts it up for two.
Oh!
And one situation happens. Not a one and one, but what I mean for those who are not in the know, she put up a shot and was fouled on it, still making it, however. So she will only get one free throw.
Looks like that is Zana's second foul.
Yes, it is.
Score is 9-9, tied. Bradford checking in the ball game for Haynes, Lady Glacier Bears.
Yep.
It'll be a close game.
And don't make any predictions this early in the game. Wellington McGovern making her free throw. Swinton with the ball now, bringing it down. Kicks it over to Bradford. Kicking it over to Larson. Larson passing over to Swinton. Swinton trying to find out where to go. Gives it to Kohler. Kohler traveling. I almost thought a three in the key was going to be called because she seemed to be there for a while.
Yep. 1 minute left, 10-9. Miss Chiefs on top.
Wellington McGilton inbounding the ball to Jesslyn Milne now for the Miss Chiefs. Miss Chiefs are coming down the court. Kicks it over to Taylor Nelson. Nelson over to Hayward at top. Hayward over to Wellington McGilton, who drives in, puts it up for an easy two. Just barely missing. Rebounded by herself for two. And that is good.
Hey, sorry, that'll be her second.
So,
34.2 seconds left in the first quarter. So, there'll be two on her. There are only two fouls against the Miss Chiefs and two fouls against the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. Pretty clean game.
Score is still 12-9, by the way. Miss Chiefs have 30 seconds left in this first quarter. Almost 7.5, sorry. Swinton passing off to Stegen. He gives it to Cora at top of the paint. Gives it over to Bradford, goes for three, no good. Rebounded by Wellington McGilton, who drives down. Started passing it to Milne, but the pass was just slightly out of reach. Or she could have just bounced out of the passer. Swinton with the ball, gives it over to Larson at the half. Larson trying to drive in, loses the ball.
Taylor Nelson poking the ball away with 10.7 seconds left in the quarter.
Yes, playing very tenacious defense. Swinton now inbounding the ball for Haynes. 10.7 seconds left, by the way. Kohler with the ball at the top. Kohler kicking it over to Swinton. Swinton trying to drive past Wellington. McGovern puts it up two. No good.
Not the way of that faith.
Only 0.6 seconds left. Jordan Stegen will be inbounding the ball for the Glacier Bears. She inbounds it to Swinton. Swinton kicks it off.
Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Boosters Club, Olerud's Marketplace, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto, White Rock LLC, and White Rock Nursery. Mountain Market, Lutac Lumber, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, AP&T, Southeast Road Builders, and Haynes Real Estate.